I was doing a gig a couple of weeks ago. I got talking to a girl down the front. I asked her where she was from. She said, I'm from outside Birmingham. I said, really? So am I. What part of Birmingham aren't you from? I was driving through a very rough area of South London. I saw a big police sign by the side of the road. Big yellow and black thing. It said, violent crime here. Tuesday. 7:30. Can you help? No, I appreciate they're trying to bring communities together, but I don't even approve. I had a thing happen to me a couple of weeks ago, actually. In North London, close to where I live. I was walking home about 11:30 at night, and this young kid, about 15 or 16 years of age, comes running out of an alleyway at high speed. He's all out of breath and panting and clearly in some distress. He says, help, help, me and my mate are being mugged. I said, all right, calm down, take a breath. Of course I'll help. My mate and I are being mugged. Any Welsh people in? Any Welsh? Yeah. Oh, it's quite a few. Well, we seem to have contained the problem. I'm loving the Welsh. I like the Welsh language. And I like the Welsh language because it was clearly invented by a dad losing at Scrabble. It's clearly what's happened there. That's not a word. It starts with three L's. It is a bloody word. Well, how's it pronounced? I was in North Wales last year. I was in Llandudno. Has anyone been to Llandudno? If it's a no, you don't have to answer, that's all. I'll ask again. Has anyone been to Llandudno?
Yeah!
Oh, a few of you have been. It's a lovely town. I was there anyway doing a show, got on stage, walked out, I said, it's lovely to be in Llandudno. This guy, front and centre, where you're sitting there, face like fucking thunder, went, it's not Llandudno, you bloody fool. It's Llandudno. In Wales, the double L is pronounced with a C. I said, all right. Don't be a lunt about it. When I was at school, a girl called Alice wanked off a dog for three cigarettes. I know what you're thinking. How did a dog get cigarettes? I think British men have got a fairly terrible reputation in the bedroom. We're always saying the wrong thing. I remember once having a one-night stand with a girl and after the sex, she turned to me and jokingly said, who's going to sleep in the wet patch? I said, you're optimistic, I'm not staying. This is a good story about how bad British men are in the sack. I've got a friend. He went on holiday to Ibiza. He was about 25 at the time, and he picked up a girl, got her back to the villa. They made love. Underneath the moonlight on the veranda. Sounds fairly romantic, I think, as a setting. But he managed to fuck it up. Don't worry about that. She turned to him. She said, talk dirty to me. Oh, more accurately. Talk dirty to me. He had a couple of seconds to think. OK, gentlemen, you've all got a couple of seconds. Just go to the place in your head, the little Rolodex of dirt. Next to the wank bank, generally. you know, you've got something smarter you could get out pretty quickly. You've all got something, right? He had a few seconds to think. He came up with the following. Have some of that, you fat slag. Have some of that, you fat slag. Fucking hell. I imagine pretty quickly followed by, why are you crying? In terms of romance, it's right up there with, well, it won't suck itself. I'm not saying that women aren't as bad. Women can be as bad. I once had sex with an Australian girl. She said mid-coitus, whilst fucking. She said, have you slimed yet? Have you slimed yet? Fucking Ghostbusters. I've always liked swearing. I'm a big fan of swearing, especially sort of middle-class, polite swearing, the sort of swearing parents do in front of the kids to pretend they don't swear. Terms like effing. We all know it means fucking, but it's a nicer way of saying it, isn't it? I've got a story about this. I was at a wedding with my friend Craig. He's Scottish. He swears a lot. Actually, I don't need to say both of those things. Anyway, we're all suited and booted at this very posh wedding on our very best behaviour. He leans across the table. He says, pardon my French. I thought we were in trouble here. I happen to know you don't speak French. You barely speak English. He says, pardon my French, but we all know Paul is an effing cunt. As if that's the bit of the sentence that needed cleaning up there. I tell you what I think we're shit at as a nation. I think we're terrible at languages. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
I think the British are terrible at languages, and I think that's why at one stage we had an empire. I think our arrogance got us an empire, because, you know, we got sailing ships and we went off around the world trying to buy stuff to bring back to show off. That's what you do on your holidays. We arrived on the shores of a foreign land. We got out the boat and we said, I'd like to buy some spices, please. I'm getting nothing here, Jeremy. Say it a bit louder. Right you are. I'd like to buy some spices, please. Still nothing. Well, I'll fetch the muskets, we'll build a railway, in 200 years they'll get a call centre. Very much an abridged version of Empire, but that's what happened. I've got another story about how bad we are at languages. I was doing a bit of material last year about the rioting all over Paris. French people rioting, it's funny. Oh, quick, Pierre, they have a water cannon. If we're not careful, we'll be washed. And I wanted to check I hadn't offended anyone, so I said, are there any French people in? Someone shouted, si, senor. I thought, that's a new kind of stupid. Because it's Spanish. Are you all drinking this evening, ladies and gentlemen? Are you drinking? Yeah, quite a few of you. I like drinking. I prefer being drunk than getting drunk. I'm not very keen on beer and wine, but I like the interesting things you order when you're drunk. The drinks that no one ever orders sober. Aftershock is a prime example. You know that weird pink fluid? No one's ever ordered that. So the designated driver has never walked into a bar and thought, well, I can have one drink, can't I? They've got beer, they've got wine, they've got spirits. No. I'll have a pipette of aftershock, please. It's the same with a flaming Zambuca. No one's ever ordered one of those sober. And,
yes.
You have?
Yes.
You've ordered a flaming Zambuca sober?
It's our drink.
It's your drink?
Yes. Ha,
you order flaming Zambucas?
Yes.
The clue as to why you shouldn't order one, madam, is the fact it's on fire. It's the equivalent of walking into a kitchen going, I'm a bit thirsty. There's a glass and a tap, and then spotting out the corner of your eye, a gas hob. The only reason I could possibly think of to order a flaming Zambuca when sober is if you meet a girl and she's something just a little bit special. Yeah? Maybe you've been out on two or three dates, you've established she's beautiful, she's intelligent, she's funny. You think you might be in love with her, you think she might be the one, but she's got a bit of a problem with facial hair on the top lip. That can be an awkward thing to bring up. Much better, I think. Take her out for a drink. Two flaming Zambucas, please. No, 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 they're both for you. You know, and you drink flaming Zambucas as well? Whereabouts are you from?
Newcastle.
Oh, of course. Sorry, I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry. I was asking kind of a London audience, do you drink flaming Zambucas when sober? If I thought there were people in from Newcastle, I would have said, what do you like to drink to get you in the mood for a fight? So what, are you down here on the Rob, or what are you up to?
So we sent you an email saying if you wanted to go out for drinks in Newcastle, we'd show you the better sites.
The best sites in Newcastle? I imagine the one where you go... Oh. Now, I've been a comedian now for about 10 years. I've been doing this job for about 10 years, and I thought this year I would try and get a bit better. Not a crazy idea, right? One of the things I was quite weak on was regional accents. Is anyone here good at regional accents? Look, you could barely say the word yes there, so... You're not even good at talking, never mind accents. But I was no good at doing regional accents, and it's one of those things that, as a comedian, it's quite good if you could be good at regional accents, because it's good for telling jokes, but I thought, well, I'll go away, I'll do some research. This evening I would like to give you a masterclass in regional accents because I've discovered the secret. And the secret is this. All you need is a key phrase to get you started in the regional dialect, and then you're golden. Once you get started, once you get it in your head, you're fine. But getting started can be tricky. So I'll kick off with, I'll tell you what, I'll kick off with Scouse. Any Scousers in? We've got a Scouser over there. Where's the Scouser? Give us a shout. Don't worry, we're not going to take your benefits away. This is the phrase I use to do the Scouse accent. This is the phrase I have in my head to get me started in the Scouse. I want some chicken and a can of Coke. I want some chicken and a can of Coke. I want some chicken and a can of Coke. A can of Coke. I want some chicken and a can of Coke. The little head bubble just comes if you say it a few times. I want some chicken and a can of Coke. Well, let's make the Scousers feel at home. Let's everyone. On three, I want some chicken and a can of Coke. Okay, one, two, three. Fantastic, Birmingham. Bloody well done. I know. Now, obviously, that's just to get you started. Once you get started, then you can say something properly, authentically Scouse. I want some chicken and a can of Coke. I'm going on the rob. I've got to get a prezzy. It's me gran's birthday. She's 30. Anyone in from Belfast? Anyone from Belfast? Belfast? Where's Belfast? Hey, Belfast. This is the phrase I use to get the Belfast accent right. Ginger and community. The terrifying stare is optional, but I find it helps. Ginger and community. Community has more syllables than you thought it had. Okay, let's try everyone. Let's go Belfast. Ginger and community. One, two, three.
Ginger and community.
Perfect. You are now all qualified to say, there's a bomb in the car. Roller coaster, pooper scooper, oompa loompa, Kawasaki, four unrelated words, meaningless in all respects, other than if you're trying to do the Geordie accent. In which case, they're a fucking gift. Roller coaster, pooper scooper, oompa loompa, Kawasaki. This makes me happy. All together. Roller coaster.
Pooper scooper.
Oompa loompa.
Kawasaki.
Perfect. Are there any Geordies in? No, presumably they're outside with their shirts off fighting. But I wonder what the fellas are up to. Welsh, have we got any Welsh people in? My God, we've got an army. Hello, the Welsh. Now, I've discovered the secret to the Welsh accent isn't so much a phrase, it's more a state of mind. To do a good Welsh accent, you've just got to sound confused. Whose coat is that jacket? Whose shoes are those trainers? Let's all try. Whose coat is that jacket? Whose shoes are those trainers?
Whose shoes are trainers?
Perfect. See those two houses? The one in the middle is mine. That paper you're sitting on, are you reading that? I came out of the shop and there was my bike. Gone. Anyone from Manchester? No one from Manchester. Manchester's the accent's pretty easy for Manchester. You just need three words. Started. All right. Not bad.
Actually, one of my best friends is from Manchester. He's called Ali. He was named after where he was conceived. Any Scottish people? We got Scottish? Hello. You're living the stereotype, aren't you, love? Obviously, the Scottish accent, probably the best phrase to use is, there's been a murder! Chances are there probably fucking has been. Of course, living in Scotland, the main benefits are unemployment and housing. See, the Scouser's ears have perked up. Like a chavvy meerkat. What? There is a bit of a drink problem in Scotland, I hope you don't mind me saying. Yeah, up there they think I'm a double act. And the drugs, you wouldn't believe the fucking drugs. Whereabouts in Scotland are you from? Fort William, I don't know where the fuck that is. What, sorry? You've got sort of where an accent meets a speech impediment, I think. The Loch Ness Monster. Are you introducing yourself? Sorry. Didn't mean it. Sorry. But the drugs in Scotland. Up in Scotland they call it methadone. It's called, I can't believe it's not heroin. I think the easiest accent in the UK is the West Country, because the West Country is just a pirate voice, isn't it? Who can't do a fucking pirate voice? Arr. I'm going on a date with my sister. Oh, my mammy doesn't find out. I'm cheating on her. Are there people in from the West Country? Hey there. All right. Hi, hello. Not being patronising, I just thought it'd be a little treat for you to see a hand with five fingers. Now, what would be the phrase? If I was going to try and do the Birmingham accent, what would be the phrase for Birmingham? What would be the thing if I was going to... All right. The other phrase that seems to come up a lot in Birmingham is, it's fucking shit here. All right, it's fucking shit here. Any other phrases for Birmingham? What other? What was that? That was just all vowels. What was it? A yow, all right. A yow, all right. Have you had a stroke? I said I shouldn't really joke about strokes. If I ever have a stroke, I'll be laughing out the other side of my face. Are there any other words, any other key phrases for Birmingham? What, sorry? Cup of tea. How am ya? How am ya? Poorly educated? Have we got any other exotic accents in the room? Is anyone from overseas or anywhere exciting? Anyone from the UK that we've missed? Any other places in the UK?
Jersey?
You haven't got an accent, you tax-dodging scum. Who knew there was that much anti-Jersey feeling? It was simmering under. Finally, someone said it. You're basically French now, fuck off. Has anyone else got a different accent that we haven't covered?
Essex!
You mugging me off, you fucking slag. You fucking toilet. Come on. Fucking slag. I don't know how they make Essex men. Presumably, a man fucks a chicken.
Oi!
There's a lot of that going on. Any others?
Yorkshire!
What, sorry?
Yorkshire!
Aussie. I can do Aussie. I can do...
Yorkshire.
Yorkshire? It's £25 a ticket. I thought we priced you out. Yorkshire? Yorkshire, I say what I like and I like what I bloody well say. Whip it, tetley, frugal, cricket. My favourite Yorkshire phrase is tin, tin, tin. Which means it isn't in the tin. Tin, tin, tin. Oh, tin, tin, tin. Who do we have? Who's Australian? Give us a shout, Australian man. Are you still fucking there? Where are you? I can do Australian. I can do... Is it the Prime Minister or the President? I can never remember, but I can do Alf from Home and Away. Whichever one he is. You're acting like a bloody hoon, mate. A larrigan, a prize galah. Whatever the fuck a galah is. Whereabouts in Australia are you from?
Melbourne.
So you weren't affected by the flooding, were you? Is that why you've sat so high up? Not taking any fucking chances, but... I'm amazed, because people, you know, people lost everything in the flooding because they'd forgotten to tie their kangaroos down. Serious. People drowned, and you wouldn't have expected that because they're all wearing hats with corks on. Any others? What was that one?
Chinese.
You're Chinese. You don't really sound Chinese, sir. I'll be honest with you. And I think if I did a Chinese accent now, it would smack of razy lacism. Well, that took you a long time, didn't it? Hang on. Oh, no, got it. Any others? Jamaican? Jamaican? You know my name is... You aware of this? Oh, well, this will be a treat for you. I'd like everyone in the room now to say my name in a Jamaican accent. One, two, three. I am Jamaica. He just went, yay. Bomba clock. Clearly got some bumper clots in. They've gone, oh. Hang on a bloody minute. Any others? Dublin? Where's the Dublin? Hello, are you from Dublin? I saw the documentary about your weddings. I thought it was terrific. That's my favourite. You know I'm a plastic paddy, what they call a plastic paddy. I've got Irish parents, Irish passport, born in Ireland, but I speak and present myself in this way because I was raised and educated in the home counties, which goes to show what you can do when you apply yourselves. That's my favourite. Do you want to hear my favourite Irish joke? Maybe only Irish people get this joke. I'll tell you and see. What's the difference between a riot and a gypsy wedding? You can't buy a gate at a riot. Maybe that's just an Irish thing.